The Hounds, the Sandys, the Lessers, the Hammers, the Greys. It was just absolutely unreal. Losing fish and landing fish left, center, and the sweat was pouring off of them, Vanette.
And that is the beauty of KZN. There is always something to catch.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, anglers. So, you know what? Some say that it was a tough week, that it was a challenging week, that they couldn't get any fish. But that really kind of depends on where you were fishing. Because, yes, if it was the North Coast and you were fishing rock and surf, yes, it was tough, right? There was hardly any reports. If you were trying your hand on some bass at the Midlands, it was tough. If you were trying to catch some trout, well, you really had it tough. However, if you were fishing offshore, if you were fishing down the South Coast, if you were fishing for yellows, guys, oh, it was absolutely spectacular. And that is what I love about KZN. That is the beauty of KZN. There is always something to catch. Now, we're going to tell you what was being caught, where it was being caught, how it was being caught, and what you can expect to catch this weekend. But before we do, guys, huge shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, our title says South Coast bites above the rest. So we are going to leave the South Coast for the end. I'm going to get there in about 8 to 10 minutes or so. But for now, let's kick it off this week from Durban, where we've got Mike V and Brad Krobler, and there has been some action.
How's it, guys? With a mixed fortune of water temperatures, seas, winds, and all that stuff, the last couple of days have been a little bit on the quiet side. Lots of peckers around our area, yeah? Small snapper salmon, small shad, reds, all those sort of things. But saying that, between there, there's been some nice-sized shad, some nice-sized snapper salmon, some good grey sharks. Diamond sandies had a little bit on the quiet side. Not too many of those. Stumpies and grunters, there's been a couple on the Durban North beaches. A few pommies came out as well. So, yeah, there is some bite for the guys to go and look for. I think when the water temperature stabilizes a bit, we'll start getting some diamonds and sandies again. So, yeah, we're just waiting for it to do its thing, stabilize, and we can get some back. Paddle ski and ski boat side, the guys have been getting some lovely snook, odd nice cooter around, odd small cooter in between the snook as well. So a couple of guys getting bitten through the wire, bitten off completely with a cooter swallowing the whole bait. And then 1-2 tunny around, saw a video of a guy getting a sailie, and apparently a lovely marlin came out as well. So there is some bites in the deep. Oaks fishing on the bottom, still finding 1-2 beck, 1-2 doggers, a rock cod singers, those sorts of things. Yeah, there's fish all around in the deep. Durban Bay has cleaned up lovely. A lot of kingies in the bay, good couple of springer. Some nice grunter came out. No giants, but those 400 to 450, 500 millimeter size grunters. So 1-2, I'd say about 3 kilos. Yeah, those sort of size grunter. Good couple snapper salmon in the mix there as well. Some big mullet have popped up. The guys were telling me it's some giant size mullet in the bay. So another thing to target on, ultra light tackle. Guys, have a good time. This is Michael for ANSA News.
Brad, yeah, Linsky Fishing Chart here. So guys, the fishing report for the ski boats of the Durban area over the last week. The bottom fishing has been actually quite prolific with some really, really good slingers and soldiers. They say nice, those good 2-3 kilogram ones, proper nice ones. Some really good rock rods around, catch some fines, some cat faces. Then also out in the deep with the Dorado. Yeah, the Dorado is still around out in the deep. You just got to work a bit harder. Yeah, some Dorados, some Wahoo. And then in the shallows of the Blue Lagoon area, the snook have been quite prolific this week. A lot of snook activity, a lot of good fun on ultra light tackle. This is Brad for Angling News South Africa. Guys, and tight lines, and speak to you all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a great way to start off the show. Now we're going to get into the North Coast, where it hasn't been fireworks. Guys, it has been very quiet. The sea conditions has not been in favor for the anglers. If you're fishing rock and surf, well, you could get some fish amongst those rock pools, right? I mean, there's been a fair amount of rock species around. However, the rest of the species that we did expect just did not come through. Now, this has been the case all the way from Umhlanga right up to Richards Bay, St. Lucia, where it has been a bit quiet. However, if you're traveling further north, you know, that's where you got a bit of action with that kingfish, right? So if you are carrying drop shot, that's definitely the area to do it. Now, this is mainly on the rock and surf side. If you are following some of my socials, you would have seen Dean Reddy rocking those huge grunter. Those were around 5 to 7 kilos. Massive grunter out there up in Richards Bay in the harbor, but the main action has been on the offshore side, guys. The species that were coming out, huge amounts of snook. There has been some huge cooter, not thick but big ones. The dorado still on the bite, and definitely some sailfish action. So that's a report off the north coast. Now we're going to jump into the freshwater side with Jan. He is back. He's got a report of what's been going on at Sterkfontein, where it's been full on action with those gold slabs. However, the other species we usually expect has been a bit quiet. He's going to tell you more about it.
Hey there, guys. It's only about 6 weeks late, and it just keeps on coming. And I'm talking about the rain, that is. And unfortunately, the fish just keep on hiding as well. The South African Weather Service indicates that depending on the development of a La Nina event, predictions are for a widespread increase in chances for above normal rainfall for this late summer period, February through April. While late summer rains are crucial for farmers as they need to be able to produce enough grass and feed for the winter months, and we really can't complain about rainfall in a water-scarce country like South Africa, it would be really nice to be able to get out and about in some really decent conditions. So guys, you just got to keep on watching the weather on your favorite app and head out when chances you can. There have been no reports from the Natal Fly Fishers Club River Anglers for the last while, but from first-hand experience, I can say the rivers are still high and very fast flowing. And crossing by oneself needed some careful selection of manageable smaller water. I fished a dry in very fast water, and for the most part, there were a couple of eager dashes for the fly, but the fly just zipped on over ahead. Switching to a dry dropper produced a couple of fish, but they didn't quite stick, as I suspect that I had too much slack line caused by the fast water. Water temperatures are a perfect 17 degrees, but white water rafting conditions notwithstanding, was a great day to be out on the river, as I did manage to catch a break in the weather. Still water conditions are also all that not welcoming, and there have been less than a handful of returns from the NFFC anglers, and only one that reported fish. A tank, that is, stretching in the 25 to 27 inch or 63 to 68 centimeter bracket. There's no reports on water temperatures, and judging by the amount of mud seen on local traffic, the Midlands, or rather should I say the Mudlands, is no doubt a slosh fest. So guys, take it easy when you're venturing out on the dirt. Contrary to some expectations, no bass, MIA, and not a single fish to be seen on the socials. You gotta know that fishing is off, and not a peep from the other freshwater forums also. The current place to be for a bend in your stick is Sterkfontein Dam, targeting yellowfish. While last week gave us some pretty challenging weather, there were some great fish about, but described by Jeremy Rochester of Escaped Fly Fishing, the fish having a bad attitude, and another name of fish for a thousand casts was certainly a requirement. But persistence pays, and there were some fish to be had. There are some current hatches of a black flying ant and small termite, suitably matched with a number 14 bulbator pattern, and a midday thunderstorm produced a hatch of large winged termites, which you can hatch with a small hopper pattern or a stimulator. This is Jan Karabel reporting for Kingfisher and for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. Oh, it's so good to have you back, my friend. Yes, it has been some trying conditions, a difficult week to report on, but there has been some action. You found it, and I love those tips you've handed over to us. Now, let's get into what you are here for. Let's get into the south coast of KZN, where it's been full-on non-stop action. It's only going to get better as we move down the coast, so let's start off with Ray Thompson reporting from Warna Beach up to Pennington, and thereafter, we're going to have Adam take it home for us.
Okay, so Stabell all the way through to Pennington, kingfish and more kingfish. Grey sharks, hammers, and of course the odd honeycomb, but quite a few sandies. So the summer fish are definitely around. Warna Beach, that Mamzumtoti area, honeycombs are coming out. There's been some sandies, and of course the ever grey sharks. And bronze bream that I got this weekend, there were quite a few bronze bream around down at Heart Attack Hill area, so the bronze bream were also around.
Hey, Vinesh, I hope you well, my bud, and I hope everybody out in KZN is doing well. All of us have been sweating down on the South Coast. It's been humid as hell down here. Hot summer days, definitely. We've had loads of easterly winds blowing, and we've had blue bottles on the beach, and then we had a west, and then the guys were really sweating because the non-eds came on the bite. The hounds, the sandies, the lessers, the hammers, the greys. It was just absolutely unreal.
guys were losing fish and landing fish left and center, and the swift was pouring off of them, Vinesh. So yes, the South Coast is still carrying that purple patch. I can't even talk about it anymore because it's just been going on and on. It's, you want to fish, there comes the South Coast. We've had smashes up on the North Coast. We all know about the diamond smashes and the sandy smashes up there. But South Coast just consistently produces fish time after time. Whether it be freshwater, you want to go and catch a bass, 500 grams to a kilo, you definitely can target those. You want to hit the rivers and get your juvenile snappers and grunters and kingfish, you can definitely target those. Or if you want to head deep sea and get a charter tuna or maybe a bottom fish slinger or two, you can target those. Or if you want to hit the rock and surf side of things, we know that everything is happening down on the coast. So yes, Vinesh, it's definitely been a non-edge show the last few days. And in particular, yesterday, because of the fact that we had, as we know, 3 days of east and then a day of west, and it just turns these non-eds on. So mackerel baits definitely doing the damage. Also, the guys using a bit of chocker mixed with a bit of red eye, and also the guys that are lucky enough to have themselves some bonnies have been producing. And it's all the deep water spots. So Stabell, Ramsgate, Margate Pier, Splashdown in Port Edward, just all of our deep water spots are producing, and even Orange Rocks. So yes, guys, if you are heading down to the South Coast for the weekend, definitely bring a non-ed setup, because I guarantee you, if things stay the same that they are, which we know that it can change, the guys will get themselves some non-ed action. Otherwise, guys, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Ooh, Adam, what a legendary report. Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it. I know where I am fishing this weekend. That is exactly where I will be fishing. Splash Rock, here I come. I am ready. I'm going for some of that non-ed action. And like Adam said, if you want anything else, go down to the South Coast. They have got the fish. And if you are planning on fishing offshore, well, you are definitely getting the fish. So, guys, this weekend, the conditions are looking pretty favorable. Friday is going to be, pretty decent, but it's going to definitely get turned on Saturday, and Sunday is going to be the day. So, we are going to get some fish this weekend. That is what I love about KZN. There's always something to catch. There's always somewhere to go. There's always a fish on the bite, even in the harbor. So, guys, get out there, get fishing, get those rods bending, and until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.